RNZ Pacific News, a tāla whalawa, I'm Selmanu Tevam Tāwhai. With consumers now paying much more for cocoa products, an academic who has worked with Papua New Guinea farmers is hoping youth will be attracted back to their family farms. An estimated 2 million people in the Pacific, mostly in PNG, are dependent on the income from cocoa farms. The price has lifted by nearly 400% in the past 2 years due to low yields in West Africa, and that has benefited farmers in this region. A research fellow at the University of Sydney, Tom Swan, has been working in PNG to develop integrated cocoa farming systems. The PNG workforce is ageing, and he hopes the youth might return from the large urban areas and see the opportunities that exist in working the land.
What I'm arguing is that there's very real financial opportunities and entrepreneurial opportunities for smallholder farmers, and if the youth were more inclined to get involved in the family smallholder farm, they're very likely to produce money that way.
A memorandum of cooperation has been signed between Azerbaijan, which opposes French colonialism, and New Caledonia's pro-independence Congress. The move follows proposed constitutional changes to voting rights, which could push up the number of eligible anti-independence voters in New Caledonia. Congress chair and pro-independence leader Roch Wamitan told the media he was looking for external backing for the Kanyak movement, as French President Macron is no longer impartial. He says Azerbaijan may help the pro-independence FLNKS. Hong Kong Airlines are resuming flights to Saipan after a five-year hiatus caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The first 3 weeks' worth of flights have already sold out, with all available seats for the following 2 months going fast. Tiana Haxton has more.
292 passengers will be touching down on the Northern Marianas capital on April 29th. The Marianas Variety reports it will be a twice-weekly service, with discussions underway to increase flight frequency due to demand. Christopher Konsepkin from the Marianas Visitors Authority says Saipan is the airline's first foray into the Pacific and opens the door for the Asian tourist market. He says pre-COVID demand from this route was pretty good.
A social worker and lecturer says a misinterpretation of the Bible is leading to a rise in domestic violence across New Zealand within Pacific migrant families. Genevieve Sang-Yum runs programs to help Māori and Pacific men break cycles of violence. She says the Bible does not give men permission to make women objects or control them, and asks husbands to love their wives as Christ loves the church and Christ died for the church.
A lot of our, especially our male Pacific people who have just migrated from overseas, have only just discovered and learned about types of behaviours that are unacceptable. Biblical texts and how they've been, they can be misinterpreted.
New Zealand is ranked as the worst developed country in the OECD for family violence. The Return Services Association in the Cook Islands says young people play an important part in Anzac Day commemorations. Today is Anzac Day in the Cook Islands, and the RSA will host several events. The president of the RSA, Peter Wichman, says he appreciates seeing so many young people take part in the commemorations.
So many young people, they partake in such rituals at the Ode of Remembrance, the Flanders Field. And of course, we try and impart on them as to why it's important. We here at the RSA, we have a board in front of us talking about the soldiers that went to war in World War One. So we have, as Cook Islands, been involved in conflict since World War One.
Mr. Wichman says the RSA wants to share that history with young people in the country. Today is also Anzac Day in Niue, where the Speaker of the New Zealand Parliament, Jerry Brownlee, and his delegation were set to attend the Dawn Parade. In world news, America's top diplomat, who is on a visit to China, has called on Beijing to provide a level playing field for US businesses. The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has arrived in the Chinese capital on the second day of the trip as the two superpowers attempt to repair their relationship. The BBC's Tom Bateman reports.
In Beijing, Mr. Blinken will hold talks with Foreign Minister Wang Yi and is likely to meet President Xi Jinping to urge Beijing to stop exports to Russia of machine tools that the US says are for weapons in Ukraine. But largely, this trip is about the Americans trying to keep ties with their powerful rival on an even keel after relations plunged early last year, while both countries currently have strong domestic reasons to avoid another clash for now.
In sport, the Cook Islands has high hopes of hosting the 2029 Pacific Games. The Pacific Games Council says President Viriala Khan met with the executive board of the Cook Islands Sports and National Olympic Committee in Rarotonga on Wednesday. Lakhan has also held meetings with different stakeholders, including Cook Island Prime Minister Mark Brown, the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Sport, the opposition leader, and member federations of the 15 sports listed on the bid. Earlier this week, Lakhan visited French Polynesia, the host of the 2027 Pacific Games. PNG Hunters Rugby League coach Paul Ayton says visa issues are keeping several top players from playing away games. The Post Courier reports that Ayton is concerned Robert Mathias and Valentine Richard are missing out on travelling to play outside the country. The players are expected to also miss the next two away games against Bears and Blackhawks in Australia. The prolonged visa issues has also seen Richard opting out of his contract with the Central Queensland CAPRA. And the World Anti-Doping Agency will launch an independent review after 23 Chinese swimmers were cleared to compete at the last Olympics in Tokyo, despite testing positive for a banned substance. That's your latest RNZ Pacific news and sport. For more stories, go to rnzi.com.